The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Today, it's going to be a hot one, and I think a lot of people are going to want to get out on a boat and cool down. This is the time of year that everybody, whatever kind of boat they've got, whether it's a canoe, a kayak, sailboat, or a speedboat, likes to get out there. But you've got to be careful. Let's talk a little bit more about boating safety here in our area. Joining us right now, the head of the Marine Unit for the Port Huron Police Department, Lieutenant Nick Godwin. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you
today? I'm doing well, thanks. Sergeant Doug Decker on line with us as well. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Paul.
You guys both know how very important it is to be careful out there on the water this time of year, don't you?
Yes, we do. And with that, I'll start out a little bit of some boating safety laws. State of Michigan, all motorized boat operators born after June 30th of 1996, they're required now to pass a boater safety course, and they have to carry their boater education card with them when they're operating a vessel. It's also required boater education for anyone with a personal watercraft that's born after December 31st of 1978. Vessel operators, as I said, they have to have their boater card on board when they're operating, and it has to be available for inspection by law enforcement if they're stopped, right? There can be a fine if you're not carrying it. One of the other things, obviously, we have international waters here, so there is a reciprocity for other states and territories and provinces of Canada. So that's something to remember. If you end up venturing over in these waters, you should make sure you have the correct license. That could be somebody from Ohio or, I guess, over in Lake Michigan, we could say if you were from Illinois or Wisconsin, certainly. I know I sent you the email with some tips, and Lieutenant Godwin especially wanted to talk about life jackets, so I'll kind of turn that over to him, and he certainly knows a lot more than I do.
Well, they are so important to have, aren't they?
Yeah, the life jackets, you know, they don't work if you don't have them, and we want everybody to go out and enjoy the rivers, the lakes, the canals that we have here in the Blue Water area. And so just a couple quick reminders is that anyone under the age of 6 must be wearing a type 1 or type 2 personal flotation device that's approved by the Coast Guard. So they can get kind of tricky because there'll be stores that will sell life jackets that are greater on the pool side, but they're not type 1 or type 2 or approved by the Coast Guard. And so the big thing to keep in mind with that type 1 or type 2 is that will right you and keep your head out of the water if you go unconscious or a small child. The typical ski vest style will not do that. That's typically a type 3 life jacket. So keep those kids in a type 1 or type 2. And then obviously the captain of the vessel or the parents, you know, they're 7, 8, 9 years old. You're the boss. It's not a bad idea to keep them on. So definitely have a life jacket. And then a type 1, type 2, or type 3 has to be on board for everybody that's on the vessel. So you don't have to wear them once you're over 6, but you definitely have to have one on board for every person. And then once your boat gets over 16 feet long, you have to have what's called a type 4 or a throwable. Sometimes those seat cushions that people keep on board, but you have to have an additional throwable on board in addition to the wearables for everybody. So Just a couple quick things that people will often overlook or miss that will definitely keep you safe in an emergency.
Absolutely. It takes planning. You can't just buy or rent a boat and take it out without making sure you've got all those things that you need and making sure that everything works, right?
That's right. And for, like, in that instance, you know, the Sheriff's Office will often offer, and the Coast Guard, Power Squadron will offer boating safety courses that will really give you the leg up because, yeah, anybody can just jump behind the wheel, but to learn which vessel is the right of way and some of the other safety procedures, such as when lights have to be on and the personal watercraft have to be off the water at sunset. So different important things that will, one, keep you safe, and two, from getting an expensive ticket that you don't want.
I think that's especially important here because we have so many different kinds of boats and so many different kinds of water. I mean, we've got the river, we've got the lake, we've got big open water, we've got narrow passages, we've got everything from kayaks to freighters, and they're all trying to share that same space.
Yep, and as long as you do it correctly, everybody can. And look at the Island Loop, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
And, They got the put-ins for the kayaks that people can get out and enjoy. And if you're really feeling up to it, head out to the big water. It's not too calm. But the big thing to remember there is that river and that lake can turn from a calm, smooth day into a raging a waterway really quick. So definitely have a plan, have a contact, maybe a cell phone and a dry bag, and let somebody know that you're going out and when you plan on returning. That way, if you're past that extended amount of time, that they can start making some phone calls and we can try to get you help if you need it.
Well, and that water is cold, too. Even on a day like today when we're going to get into the 90s and we've got this heat advisory, you know, if you're out in the middle of the lake and you either fall in or you jump in to cool off, it could be very cold in the water.
Yeah, so, you know, that's something to think about, right? Are you dressed for the weather? Are you prepared if you go in the water? So, you know your limits, know your boating abilities in case so you don't end up in the water if you should be. Think about alcohol consumption. Always be prepared to have a plan. And, you know, Paul, the other thing, I was just kind of thinking, we're sitting here, a lot of inland ponds here in the county and
sure.
throughout the state of Michigan. And I just heard a news story the other day, and two very small children had wandered away, and by the time they discovered that they were missing and had searched the pond, they had both drowned. So, you know, teach your kids, enroll them in some swimming lessons, supervise them around water, think of those things. And like you said, that cold water, hypothermia will set in really soon if you're in the water and you're exposed to the wind and stuff when you get back out and that. So, you know, have a way to dry yourself off if you do end up in the water. And like the lieutenant says, you know, let somebody know where you're at in case you don't show back up when you're expecting and that, so we can start checking on those things.
Yep, absolutely. Have a plan. That's always important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Well, good advice, and I think, you know, over these next few days, we're going to see a lot of people out on their boats, too, because we're going to have really nice weather, and today especially, it's going to be hot, and people are going to want to cool off, but you got to do it wisely.
Yeah, we want everybody to go out, have a good time, enjoy that. I mean, this is the blue water area, so get out there and take advantage, whether you're on a boat or you're just on the shore watching the boats go by, right? But go out, have fun, but also have a plan in place and be safe how you go about having that fun time.
Sounds like a plan. Doug, Nick, thanks a lot for your advice, your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.